feel some type of way about it, you gotta look at it and be like, oh, I don't like this bitch. You gotta find reasons not to like this motherfucker. You don't even know this bitch. This bitch has nothing to do with you whole time. It's just because of a nigga. That shit weird. Then the motherfucker
at least
take all that energy that you got for these other bitches because of this nigga and put all that energy on that nigga and beat him up.
At least with niggas, I do not condone it. I 0% condone it. But at least I understand it instinctfully, because men, just men, period, of any species, race, whatever, is territorial. You see what I'm saying? So I can understand.
I don't understand.
I don't, it doesn't, it's not right, and it's dumb as fuck.
Stop being crazy.
But you remember that video with a dude that said, are you ready to die for that pussy? Because I am.
Okay, but when a female dude, the Krishan is acting like that now.
We didn't like it when he did it. You see what I'm saying? Like, we made fun of this nigga.
You understood him, understand her. She read it out about.
And he was fresh out of jail.
Kill a motherfucker.
He was fresh out of jail, too. He literally was like, me and my woman going through some things right now. But your peon ass, your beta male ass needs to get out. I'm like, how about a beta male? I'm fucking your bitch. Your kids in the house. I'm the beta male, though. You see what I'm saying? I never understood. Again, I be needing a motherfucker to want me just as much. I don't need more because I'm busy. So I need a motherfucker that's, you know what I mean, equally yoked. But I damn sure can't deal with less. I deal with more before I deal with less. I deal with, you know what I mean, and I shout out to my homegirl. She's married now and shit like that. But she done been on a bunch of podcasts, so I do the same disclaimer every time. I'd rather deal with a Rocky before I deal with the bitch that is the opposite. You see what I'm saying? I'd rather you be trying to run me over than I gotta call you 5 times before you text me. You see what I'm saying? And then it's worse when I'd rather feel like I the feeling, because you don't realize it initially, but that feeling of doing more for somebody just because you fuck with them, it always hits randomly. I wish it hit like as soon as it started happening. I wish you noticed it, but that's how we are as people. You never just notice nothing like that right off the bat. And that's the most difficult part.
Notice what?
That you're doing more or you're being more for somebody.
I clock that type of shit. That's another reason why I don't get got in these type of situations, because I clock that type of shit. I know what type of love I give. So I can definitely tell and notice when I'm giving more, being more than what the fuck you're going to eat. If you can't tell a motherfucker not loving you at least half of what you're loving them, you need to go start loving yourself.
Man, look, I'm tired of my annoying ass super ingenious grandmother being right.
If a nigga not making me feel half the way I make myself feel, me, myself, not another, I love the shit out of me. Me. If a nigga not making me feel half the way, you're not loving me.
But that's probably why in the past I have gotten caught up doing shit like that, because I'm just loving you and I'm not even paying attention to what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm state, you know what I mean, because a lot of times I'm going to be emotionally, mentally where I need to be, not even just for the relationship, just in general. So I'm just kind of doing things because that's what I do. You see what I'm saying? That's like a motherfucker that move into your house and they just are used to washing dishes.
You notice that type of shit.
It takes time sometimes. You, like I said, you, what Cat Williams said, you in tune with your star player.
Hypervigilant.
You see what I'm saying? You in tune with your star player. You might as well go ahead and twist another one up. We talking. You in tune with your star player. You see what I'm saying? Some people, it takes them some time to realize what's happening just because they doing them. Like I said, perfect example. If you was taught to do the dishes 5 days out the week, you may not even realize a motherfucker that only did them once or twice. You see what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Like, you might just be...
It'd be stuff like this. My granny taught me this. My stepmama. All women that I know that, you know, like, they be on that shit.
Yeah.
You might... Yeah, I was taught to wash the dishes. When you clean the kitchen, you clean the motherfucking kitchen.
All the way.
You wipe down, it was another one in there.
Oh, it's right here. I'm still using it for the extra, yeah.
You clean the motherfucking kitchen. You wipe down the counter, the stove. You clean out the microwave. You sweep the floor. If it's some other shit that you ain't get when you sweep your mop, that shit too. Like, you clean the kitchen.
You get it done all the way.
Yes. So when you doing that, you gon' well, me personally, I notice, because if a motherfucker come by, like, I'm sick and this person is living with me. If I get sick, or even before I get sick.
If you feeling like you can't all the way
do something, you pay attention to what that person gonna do. And then that should tell you. Like, you can leave something out. Like, understand, I got kids. So once they get older, because my mom and my grandma used to do that to me. If you see something on the ground, yeah, you're supposed to pick that shit up. But if you're really trying to see if a person is really doing something, it's like tests. You do little tests already in life. Leave a little wrapper or something on the floor. A little piece of paper, insignificant. It's not huge, but it's big enough to catch a nigga attention when they
see
walk in.
See how they handle it.
Yeah, and then if you see that shit, it's been sitting there 3 days. You know both of y'all been walking by.
And you did it on purpose.
Exactly. That's going to tell you everything you need to know. And you have to be able to make decisions in those moments. If you're going to keep wanting to deal with this shit, you're going to open your mouth and say something. Are you going to let somebody know? Or this is something you're just going to stew over in silence and then be... It's going to wait till it's too late.
And this is why I always advocate for women having their own money. Because don't put yourself in a situation where you don't like some shit and you can't afford to change it. You see what I'm saying? Or you can't afford to leave it. And I done had plenty of women be like, well, you know, he paying the bills, the kids, you know. Ain't no, you know. God damn it. Where your bill money at?
He definitely ain't no, you know.
Where your bill money at? Even if you're not paying the bills, where your bill money at? Women sometimes be forgetting that people, like, die every day. Ain't that what Cameron said, right? We all watch Paid in Full, right? Niggas die every single day, B. So you can put yourself in a situation, you just stuck out, you one of these hoarder bitches now. And I can't stand it. And then women get mad, oh, I'm not gonna do 50-50 with my man and this and that. First off, I know I done met a lot of these bitches. God damn it. Y'all ain't cooking like y'all grannies was. And a lot of these hoes' houses ain't as clean as they grannies is.
Mine is.
So, you need to, like, hoes gotta understand, being a housewife is easy, but that shit gotta be done, goddammit. It gotta be done. Mm. And a lot of the times, these hoes wanna have their own money, do their own thing, live their own life, but have their bills paid. Which is very possible with these simp-ass niggas. But see, that's another thing. Oh, I don't want no simp-ass nigga. I don't want no weak-ass. I don't want no weak-ass man. I don't want no man I can... How you want a man that's not... That you can't run over. But he's going to sit there and let you spend all of his money and you don't do nothing. And it's rough because for a nigga... I'm just going to use me an example because I got a partner right now. I'm not going to say his name. Fuck that. My nigga Hero don't give a fuck. I talk bad about him. Me and my nigga Hero are two different type of niggas. When it comes to what we talking about right now. First off, I don't give a fuck who I'm with, where I'm at, what I'm doing, and how long I'm gonna be there. I'm a cleaning up, cooking ass nigga. That's just what I do. I know how to cook, so I'm going in that kitchen. I like shit a certain way, so I'm gonna make sure shit clean. Perfect example. I don't 100% love people doing my laundry, mainly because I'd be randomly leaving money in my pocket. Okay? So I'm not finna put myself in no situation where motherfucker doing my laundry and they getting racks. This is a motherfucking job for them. Every time they do my goddamn laundry, they getting a tip. So I do my own laundry. And I like to clean. My partner Hero, that's a woman's job. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to have to...
What is a woman's job?
I never got that part. But he's going to have to be a fucking break. He can't ask a woman to go 50-50 if he's trying to make sure that he gets meals cooked, his clothes washed, the dishes washed. You just, what the fuck? She ain't gonna work. You know? You'll help take the trash.
I'm not gonna wanna work if I'm a slave at the house. I have to slave in my job, then come home and slave for a nigga that don't wanna do nothing.
Nobody wants to slave for any.
Are you laying pipe like your papa? The fuck?
Man, we didn't heard these stories from these grannies because they fucking 23-year-olds. Papa wasn't laying it down like that. He was just shooting that club up, and abortion was difficult. Let's be 1,000. Cause why the fuck all of these motherfucking older women is looking for younger niggas? Maybe Papa ain't doing.
My granny happy with her old man. They've been together for a very long time. My granny Sheila.
Yeah.
And my Papa Charles been together for a while.
Well, it's already been said on my podcast. I always shout out my grandparents. They done been married longer than I done been alive. God damn it. So it's always exciting to see black love. But at the same time, one thing about my granddad, he'll get in that motherfucking kitchen and whip something up for my granny. And she'll sit in that bitch with her feet up sometimes. My granny cook a lot. She from New Orleans. My granny cook a lot. My granddad'll get in there for her if she tired. Because they both work. He make more than her, but they both work. You see what I'm saying? He'll sweep something. He'll mop something. And I'm just using little examples, but it's nuances like that that'll let a motherfucker know if you fuck with him. How can somebody that you care about sit there and watch you struggle doing something and not help at all, knowing that they know how to do it? Because it's going to be a bunch of niggas in the comments. Oh, well, when I'm fixing the car and some shit like that. First off, you shouldn't be fixing your old car unless you're a mechanic.
It's a fucking mechanic. There's shit for everything. This is your house that you live in. You wash your ass in this bathroom. You eat food.
I don't need to be a plumber, nigga. Plumbers just cost money. Make money and help me clean this bitch up. You see what I'm saying? So you might have to fix the car once every couple of months. Maybe if it's a trash car. You gotta cook every day. You gotta clean every day. Those things shouldn't be quote unquote men's women's job. You remember we was having that conversation when you showed me them TikToks about married single mothers. I'm gonna tell you right now. What the fuck them white people be calling them parents? What is it, airplane parents? Helicopter parents. I'm there every day. Hey, son, what you doing? The same thing I was doing 5 minutes ago. Well, it's been 5 minutes, nigga. You've been sitting by the chase. What you doing now? Every single day, I'm on your ass. I know what your grades looking like. I know what you're eating. I know what extracurriculars you're in. Your teacher's going to have my number. It's going to be too hard. I skip school a lot, nigga. You ain't going to be able to skip school one day. How you gonna get to skip school? I'm there. I know what's happening. You better wait till senior skip day, nigga. Even on senior skip day, where the fuck y'all going? Y'all going to Six Flags? You need a chaperone? Is that too much?
A little bit.
But what if they need a chaperone? I bring the weed. I don't give a fuck. They seniors in high school. They can smoke the gas with it. You know what I mean? You can smoke gas with your dad. Couple of your friends. I'd rather you smoking with me than the random homeless dude on the side of the road. You know? The random drug dealer y'all bought it from. Buy it from me. I'm not a random drug dealer.
In-house.
Thank you. So I never understood the whole, nigga, your daddy don't know what your sizes is. What the fuck? My pops know my sizes right the fuck now. He could get me some shoes. Speaking of which, Dad, I know my birthday ain't coming up, but Justin's birthday coming up. And you know how we do it. You might as well buy us both something. Why not? You see what I'm saying? I want the new J's. I don't even know what's the new J's. I don't really wear Jordans. I'm just bothering my father. I know he's going to watch this. So, yeah, I want the new J's, whatever they are. You got to buy me 2 pairs. 3 colors. How the fuck they going to get 3 colors or 2? But, yeah. I don't know. What do you think it is? Why do you think it's a situation where it's like it's fucking 2023 and people are still trying to hold on to traditions that obviously did not work?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure from old people?
From dead people.
Peer pressure from dead. Those dead people did it wrong. Do you think your great great granny, who was getting punched up for putting too much butter in the grits?
Do you really think my great great granny was getting punched up?
Yours? I don't know. Maybe it really depends, because you not getting punched up, but I done met some of your family. I ain't gonna lie, them hoes look like they be getting bruised. I don't have one woman in my family that's ever been abused. Like, in my immediate family, I don't have one woman in my family that has ever been abused. You just got quiet? Oh. What, y'all got a family tradition of ducking and dodging?
Oh, no. I be whooping ass.
That's one nigga.
All niggas. You get whooped too if you want to.
No, I'm saying that you one nigga.
No, my auntie be whooping it. My auntie and my uncle that's married right now. Yeah.
They be fighting?
No, not anymore. They old as fuck.
Oh, okay. But back in the
day, nigga.
She was fighting back?
She done cut his ass and everything.
Cut him. All right.
I got an auntie who done, her baby daddy that she loves so much, she done hit that nigga upside the head with a fucking phone. Had his shit.
Fact. Funniest thing, I learned a new fact, and this is for the ladies. Y'all have to take this into consideration. You cannot file a restraining order on somebody that you've beat on. So let's say a nigga stalking you, right? This, my homegirl just told me about this. Let's say a nigga stalking you, right? And you stab him, but he comes back after you stab him. You cannot call the police and file a restraining order because you have already assaulted him.
So now I can pop his ass, because that's the only thing you're telling me. Because just I stabbed him in self-defense. I didn't stab him because I'd be out here stabbing niggas.
With the way the police have it, which this is, it's, I understand why they do it this way, but it puts motherfuckers in serious danger. It is not illegal to just pull up on a motherfucker. If a motherfucker wants to stand 100 yards away and just be there all day, every day, it is not illegal. So you can file a restraining order that says you can't be within 200 feet. If a motherfucker is 200 feet from you the entirety of their life, they can do that legally. So if you stab a nigga, but he never touched you and all he did was be around, technically, you assaulted him, even if he was stalking you. He has to do something. He has to do a crime to you before you can, you know what I mean, get the police involved. That's like seeing 50 niggas with shiesty masks on and hoodies outside your house, but they're not on your property. They're on the street in front of your house. If they're not making any noise, you can't call the police on them. Even if it looks like they're about to rob your house. You can only call the police once they step on your property. And even then, what if it's just cold outside and you shoot 4 or 5 of them niggas and none of them had weapons and none of them, there was no proof of intent to rob you. You're a murderer now.
Bitch, another nigga gonna try to rob my house.
That's hilarious. Another nigga ain't robbing shit after that. Did not rob a goddamn thing after that.
Stop playing in the living room.
God bless the heathens. But yeah, a nigga gotta commit a crime. You know? No matter how much I say I'm going to shoot you, you're not a murderer. I'm not a murderer until I shoot your ass. I didn't do nothing illegal until I pop your ass.
What's the threats?
So let me use a better example. I could say I'm going to pick up 50 pounds of weed. But if I never go anywhere and never text nobody about the weed, I never committed no crime. I just said I was going to do it. All of that has to be taken into consideration.
I ain't got that much affection for a motherfucker.
I need a motherfucker to like me back. I was saying that at the beginning. Like, you can't just...
She was saying that, it's like... I guess she didn't trust the people because she'd be like, when the girl say she go to work, she go, like, you know, pull up past, drive past the job and shit. Sometimes she'd be there, and then it'd be like sometimes where she's not at work. And then that, like, the rage will grow inside of her and shit. Like, babe.
Break up.
Okay, what do you
Lead doing? A motherfucker. Question him. Hey, I pulled up. You wasn't at that bitch.
First of all, if I feel like I got to drive past your job because you say you going to work and I feel like you ain't going to work for real, I don't want to be with you.
I want to beat your ass.
I want to beat you the fuck up. Because
why would you even do me? Like, don't use work. Because then, when there's shit that I'm expecting you to be able to afford that you can't afford, I need you to explain that to
you
me.
You gotta be able to tell me why the fuck you ain't got no money when you been going to work.
Every day. So you work.
You be at work every day? Why we can't go on this trip? What you mean?
What you mean you can't help me pay for this new car?
What do you mean? Like, what? And then I do shit like that. It'd be the little test. Oh, you been going to work? You been doing overtime? Oh, okay, well.
I got something that I want to buy for the house. It's going to help the both of us. So if you had the money, you would never say no to no shit like this. You see what I'm saying? This is something that, like, nobody would ever say no to purchasing. You'll even fuck around and be like, I'll put some of my money with it. The motherfucker be like, shit, you know money tight right now. How the fuck is tight and you at work every day? I don't even see you. Money tight like that? Niggas like Peter Griffin. Niggas swear they got a job. They'd have been fired for 4 seasons. This is sad. But sometimes niggas have to go to extremes for their addictions. You done seen what motherfucking addicts done did to get crack. What you think a motherfucker gonna do to get some vagina or get some dick? They gonna do it. You know what I mean? They gonna do it. Niggas say, if I gotta go to work 6 days a week, but I only work 4 shifts. I got 2 days with my new bitch. If I get fired, I got 6 days with my new bitch. What about your family? We on food stamps. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. First off, it's food in the house right now. I don't want to eat that shit. I got leftovers. I kind of want to save them bitches in the morning. I don't even want to eat that shit right now. But I look. A lot of this shit is just motherfuckers be wanting something. So they be wanting the relationship more than they be wanting the person. So you're gonna miss sometimes when a motherfucker not doing everything because you got what you wanted. You got the relationship, you got the marriage, you got the commitment or the title, because it ain't the commitment. You got the title, so now you feel like you the one, but you got to understand relationships aren't like trophies. Like, you don't just win it and that's it and it's over.
I feel like I don't be wanting the relationship anyways. I don't like people bothering me. And yeah. I feel like being, you got to be bothered with this person every fucking day. I already got kids.
Yes.
God damn. I'm not going to be bothered by another motherfucker.
Yes.
So I be already looking for reasons.
That's the thing. That's the thing. If you want to, if you want a person, when that person isn't the person that you wanted anymore, it's easier to leave than if you wanted a relationship. That person might be fucking up the relationship, but you got it. You see what I'm saying? That nigga cheated, but at least he for you. Is he? He even cheated. Get that gasoline. Shout out to the goats. You see what I'm saying?
Can't be no goddamn.
Smoking on that petrol.
For me, if you cheating.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to ask a woman. Of these three, which one, put them in order of worst. Nigga super broke, $0 and 0 cents. Nigga be hitting you with the 1960 elbow drop in the smacks to the face. Or the nigga got 9 different bitches. But he's supposed to be treating you like you the number one and only. Which one, put them in order of worst to least, from least tolerable to the most tolerable.
Least tolerable to the most tolerable. That's some wild shit. What? I can't deal with no nigga putting his hands on me.
So that's like, number one. Back? That's something that nigga's beating your ass though. So you fight. If you fighting, he's not like pulling punches. He's 1960s. You know, fuck the steak
up. I'm not gonna lie to you. The first time, if I ever just be in a situation where I'm with a nigga and then one day he just beat the shit out of me and I'm like, I didn't like. It's just like a out of nowhere ass. Cause like, I'm gonna get with you.
That's always how it starts. You remember that Tubi movie we was watching where the nigga was just giving her like, bow, headbutt the fuck out of her.
We had a great day and this nigga just, if I ever get in a situation where I feel like I can't fight back with like, a nigga ass, like,
he's beating the fuck out you.
Like, is we in the kitchen?
He's 6'2".
I'm gonna say, I gotta cast that.
No, you you gonna have to stab that boy or something.
I don't even know. That's not motherfucker. That's number one. I'm not tolerating. I'm not dealing with the nigga. You gotta go. That's like, one of the questions I ask a nigga. Like, do you beat bitches?
You gotta go.
Like, do you put your hands on women?
Well, I am Young God the Pimp. It don't bother you that a woman or two may have gotten smacked for getting out of line? We weren't together.
You ain't never smacked me.
I ain't finna smack you. What you did? First off, you gonna be doing the smacking of the women who to get out of line. That's your job now.
I don't know. I'm just not letting a nigga be
okay. Would you regulate a bitch right now for $5,000? If I told you this bitch got my money, I just need you to go get it, and then when she bring it to you, it's only $200, you gonna smack her for the rest of it?
I'm gonna smack the both of y'all.
What the fuck? Why? What I do? You gotta get the money. Why I gotta get smacked?
Apparently, you not doing the job.
Oh my god.
Why she got $5,000 and she only brought back $200?
That's why I'm hiring you.
That's cool.
Motherfucker playing with me.
I know I'm a shooter. I should have to get involved.
No, my God.
When I have to get involved in it, then I gotta take it there.
Yeah, just smack that hoe like hard in the bitch.
You know that it's the the boss.
Yeah,
they don't let that one friend. They be like, don't tell that nigga.
Yeah, that nigga always gonna get upset.
But then whenever you have to tell that nigga,
so you Mad Max from Shotties?
Yeah,
that's the nigga you only call when it's time to murder people.
When it's time for niggas to die.
He killed the nigga. They was finna let him go. That shit was wild. Hey. You didn't even have to stab that nigga up.
Had to. All right. Fucked up this one time, you'll do it again.
All right, so getting beat on is number one.
I just you really just can't do understand, it. Like...
Okay.
Back in the day, look, I would have been one of them wives where my husband would have ended up dead.
You have to understand. You're like 5'7"?
Mm-hmm.
The average height of a woman is 5'4".
No.
So that means you're on the tall side by like 3-4 inches. You see what I'm saying? You got some height, some size about you. You see what I'm saying? Ain't Michelle like 5'1"?
Hmm?
Ain't Michelle like 5'1"?
Yeah. That.
Ain't Dr. Dre like 6'2"?
I'm trying to tell you that.
What is she finna do besides get beat the fuck up?
Hot fucking grease. What is you saying?
How you go hot?
Madea
grease. How you go hot? How you go hot grease a nigga that he ain't even living with you?
You invite him over for breakfast. First of all, if he beat your ass, he spent the night that night.
Yeah, he
get
did.
Up early, make him some breakfast.
Grease that nigga. Grease that nigga the fuck
tell
up.
Tell him come sit down at the table. When he get nice and comfortable, throw that shit on him, and then start beating his ass with the pen. All
right. I'm finna tell my war stories, but if it's not too traumatic, are you willing to speak on a time a nigga done really, really, like, tried to beat your ass the fuck up? It doesn't have to be, like, the worst time, but just can you speak on a time without, you know, putting no names in there? You don't want nobody to get no charges. You see what I'm saying? So can you speak on maybe one of the times you did either... like got in a really, really bad fight with a nigga because he started it by trying to beat you, or it was just the time where you ain't feel like fighting back and you done got beat up a little bit?
No.
Never done got beat up. You just not one of them that's getting beat up by niggas.
Mm-mm.
The face you made, like, I just don't understand getting beat the fuck up. Yeah.
Like, I didn't do nothing, bitch. Like, this is the questions I need to know. Like,
okay, even if you did something back, it may have took a second. Like, yo, you was getting beat up before you switched over to fight back.
No, I'm always fight. You know, my fight or flight sense is always fight. It's, I ain't never just like
just folded up. Like, yeah, you ain't never just folded up or ran or no shit. All right, so give me a time where you got into like a serious ass fight. It's too much. Okay. I can talk about one time. You see what I'm saying? I done got ran over before. Kind of on the thing we was talking about. I had a chick fly about 5-6 hours because I wasn't answering the phone. I just got a new job. You see what I'm saying? So my schedule had changed. So it just put her in a situation where she ain't know where I was at and what I was doing. So she flew all the way to me just to see me walking home, and she assumed I was walking home from somebody's house or from somewhere. I didn't even have a fucking car, so I'm dead ass walking. You see what I'm saying? She catch a nigga, and at about 20 miles an hour 20 30, I'm not paying attention, I don't know who car this is. I'm walking on, you know, I'm a hood nigga in the suburbs. I'm walking on in the middle of the street. See what I'm saying? My headphones on. Like, nigga ain't finna do nothing to me, right? They just gonna drive around. She ain't drive around. She hit my ass. I fell. My fucking ankle was twisted, for sure. She kind of hit me, like, in the knee area. So, everything from my knee to my ankle was just in serious-ass pain. I fell. Scraped all my shit up. You see what I'm saying? Elbow scraped up. See what I'm saying? Arm all, shoulder got a scrape on it. Side of my head got a little scrape on it and shit like that. She picked me up and she like, oh my God, are you okay? What the fuck you mean, am I okay? You hit me with a fucking car. So she take me to whatever hotel that she had booked. And I mean, we end up having sex and whatnot and eating together and whatnot, and she apologized, and I felt real bad because I didn't do nothing about it. I just got hit by the car, and I just let it happen. Because, you remember, I was really, like, in that you're not supposed to hit women thing early in my life. And when you get older, you realize that, like, it means don't hit women first is what it is. If a motherfucker is beating you the fuck up, fellas, smack that hole, leave that hole, something. Get up out of there. Don't just be haul ass beating bitches up, but don't just be getting beat up either. Like, that's not, I'm not just getting bruised. I don't, look, hey. All right, so that's one. What's two? What's worse? Nigga cheating on you all the time or having $0 and 0 cents?
A nigga cheating on you.
The mentality too, though. Like, not just a broke nigga, like, he just down on his luck. Like, he's a broke.
All of these niggas are bad. Like, I just
really, yeah, of course, of course.
He's trying to give me to choose.
I'm not telling you to pick one to be with. I'm telling you to rank in order what's worse for you, if that makes sense. Yeah, I'm not trying to make you pick one to be with. That's ridiculous.
All these niggas is horrible. But, a cheap nigga, because I love my health. A nigga cheating on you could bring home so much more than a fucking baby.
Yeah.
And I'm just not, I love my vagina.
I kill a bitch.
She's great.
I kill a bitch.
I have to go to jail for murder.
Yeah, she'd die.
So.
I kill a bitch. It'd only be second degree because you'd be like, well, I thought I was finna die from what I caught. And I just, out of rage, just immediately started flipping the fuck out, you know. Popped ass 2 times. Like, I didn't even think about it. The moment she told me what she had, I pulled my pistol out and popped it. You get second degree, you'll fuck around and only get like 7-8 years. Good lawyer. You see what I'm saying? Might even be third degree. You know what I mean? Almost on some crime of passion type shit. You see what I'm saying?
Not in Texas. You don't do that shit no more.
Yeah, then you'll get third degree. Well, yeah, that's because women was just popping their husbands and just being like, well, he was cheating. 3 women got caught fabricating text messages so that they could shoot their husbands for crime of passion. You see what I'm saying? They weren't even cheating. They fabricated the text messages because they so they could kill him. How you faking about the?
Wild this color, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, the palm print people. The saltine skin. Do you see what I'm saying? Popping motherfuckers. You know who women really need to learn from? In just this sense. Because in other senses, not at all. Hispanic women will beat the fuck out their husbands if they try to play with them like that. Hispanic women, they'll go through the ringer. Their husband's doing bullshit, drinking every night, always out with their friends. You ain't finna touch her ass. Let you try to touch her. That pot coming out. I had a bitch try to hit me with a pot. I grabbed at her.
I told you that's why people be together so long. You gotta beat them. That's why relationships work.
Like, for both sides, or just the woman gotta beat the man?
The woman gotta beat the man. The man beating the woman. It's just
so much. Like, we don't, nobody, we do not
like
condone.
You just got a wild ass.
Yeah, we do not condone domestic violence, but your woman should be able to smack you upside your head.
For real.
But if you smack your woman upside,
sometimes y'all be wild.
If you smack your woman upside her head, she might be liable to have a concussion. You niggas be huge. Fuck around and hurt somebody. Like dead ass. I couldn't do nothing. All right, so give me, in your mind, what's the three worst type of women? Of course, cheating will be one of them, and I'll rank it. Beating ain't the worst. I just fight a hoe back. I just beat a hoe up. She'd never want to fight me again. She hit me too hard. I'll fuck around and twist something.
But a dead-ass abusive one? He wants to be trying to cut you like really.
Oh, I hate that shit so much, though. I hate it so much. I hate it. Because they really be thinking that they could do you something and this one stab is going to correct. Like, I'm not going to fuck you up. Like, all right, so, of course, cheating going to be one of them. What's two other just terrible type of women that you feel like I'll rank up?
I want to get stabbed.
Hey, I do the stabbing. That one don't scare me. That one's not even that bad. I do the stabbing.
I don't know. I heard what about Damn, I don't want to say her name.
Well, do an explanation and I'll know what you're talking about.
Like my oldest friend.
Oh, like dirty? Alright, so cheating bitch, dirty ass bitch. That motherfucker just dirty. And what's the other one? I just said just be terrible for a nigga to try to like be with.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
with
baby daddy issues.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Alright, so the dirty bitch is the worst. Cause like, it's something about a motherfucker who like, you're a lady. And it just kind of feels like she's like just too much of a like a whore. Like, not even fuck the cheating part, but like too much of a, like, she does horror dirty shit.
Thing.
Yeah, like not cleaning up and shit, like not showering when they supposed to, hygiene and shit. That's the worst. I can smell it now. Coming up the stairs and shit, trying to make a nigga eat that shit. I ain't gonna lie, the baby daddy issues, nigga, is probably gonna be second, cause I'm gonna catch a case. I'm gonna shoot that nigga. My daddy had to deal with some shit like that. Remember I told you that story when we first moved to Houston, my pops. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we in the car. Nigga shot in the air while we already driving off. Obviously he ain't really want no smoke, but it's like, Dad, we dealing with life or death situations over bitches, Dad? Are you serious, Father? of course, he shut that shit down immediately. You see what I'm saying? But it was just wild to think, because look, niggas be so territorial over these hoes, especially in Texas. A nigga will die over a bitch in Texas right now. They won't die over drugs. A nigga will rob them right now, and they'll try to figure it out. Oh, God. And they'll try to figure it out. They might fight a nigga or something, but what? Nigga gonna die over a bitch. I don't got time to kill over a woman I'm not married to or in a relationship with for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna shoot a nigga over my baby mama and he's not doing nothing to her.
Just fucking the shit out of him.
First off, should your baby daddy who is beating you defend you from your next boyfriend if he's beating you?
Nobody can beat on you but me, bitch.
Only one beat per bitch, goddammit. This is my motherfucking puncher bag. Hold on, I'll kill you over this bitch. And that's the funniest. I couldn't deal with that. Because what if I really like her? I'm going to want to stay. And I'm going to try to figure it out. Nah, I'm going to catch a case. The cheating bitch ain't that bad. Relationship just going to be open. If I like you, we just in an open relationship now. It is what it is. You'll fuck around and leave me, get back. You'll be like, yeah, I'm going out. I bet. Don't take the car. I'm finna use it. God damn. Now you got an Uber to your sneaky link. And I'm driving to mine. You better hope your sneaky link got money. I got money for mine. You know what I'm saying? We just open relationship. I'll still take you out on dates. We'll still go places. You still a girlfriend.
Y'all still gonna have sex?
Yeah. Gross. With condoms. Forever now. Big condoms. Double magnum. Wow. You ain't never seen a nigga double magnum it up? Are you crazy? What? This relationship is open. And we ain't fucking that often. So I hope you don't enjoy the dick. I hope you was cheating on me for sexual satisfaction. Because if you was cheating on me for a nigga with more money than me, you better hope he get one of them DDLs, you see what I'm saying? Because if not, you're done. Ain't no more peen. You're a cheating ass whore, but I do like you, so we can hang out.
And have condom sex.
Condom sex every day, if you want to.
That's sad. There's no point in
being. And I'm not eating no box.
Condom sex. Oh, we're never gonna.
And I'm not eating no box. You done cheated on me. I'm not licking penis sweat off your vagina.
Break the fuck up. That's the problem.
I'm not licking penis sweat off your vagina.
Break up. What you still with the bitch for? You can hang out with her and not be together.
No, absolutely.
Okay then, break up.
Well, she ain't gonna know the relationship over that I am. Shit just gonna change for it.
Nah.
Be like, damn, you ain't eating no box in months. Be like, yep. Found out I was allergic to cats.
Cheating ass bitches.
I always tell a bitch they cheating and ask them what they think I should do. Like, I always say shit like, you telling me that you want me to forgive you. Would you forgive me if this was you? Hell no, nah, right.
We ain't talking about me.
You'd be ready to stab me up and leave and all types of other shit, right?
Talking about you. That's the thing.
No, I'm just asking though. What if I don't know and I need your input to kind of help me? Like, I'm a reflection of my woman, so I'm gonna use you as a reference. What would you do? Would you stay with me? Yeah. If I watched a video. Of me fucking eating some woman's box, but yet I saw that video of you throating down that peen. I saw that video of you throating that peen, and you want me to stay? You stuck your tongue out before you throated it too, so you was prepared for it. It wasn't even an accident, huh?
I was just feeling it.
You coughed while I was in there, so you could go a little bit further, huh? Throating that peen, huh? That's rough. What would you do? You want me to stay? Would you stay if you saw me just licking some girl's box. He squirted up my nose. Would you want me to stay?
Yeah, stay so I can beat
you. Hey, fuck exactly. And unless you want me to start the punching on your ass, I think it's best we
stay so I can beat the hell out you.
I feel like it's best that we figure something out. I'm not the cheating ass nigga. I don't only ever cheat at one time.
I have never cheated before a day in my life.
You said you've cheated back before.
I said I've never cheated before.
That's the same thing.
I've only cheated back. And I would say we're only talking about cheating. We never said anything about cheating back.
It's the same thing.
And I've only cheated back twice.
Right.
Same person.
It was on the same person? Mm-hmm. No, that's rough. Did you tell them? Or did they find out?
For what? I don't think I tell them for what.
Did they find out?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know?
My get back is personal. I don't be giving a fuck about how a nigga feel. I'm still going to leave you anyway.
At that point, you should just left him before the pee. What'd you stay up with the pee for? All I'm going to say is I'm leaving here with something. I'm leaving here with something. Okay. I don't do the cheating back thing because I'd be ready to smack the shit out of bitch. Like, I just get upset so fast. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, why is you playing? Why? I'm not no stalker nigga. You can leave me for peeing. I'm also a cool nigga. We can just have sex without us being in a relationship. You don't have to be with me. You could then go have sex with other people and no one cares. You see what I'm saying?
No, not like that. Once we have sex, you can't have sex with nobody else until I'm done having sex with you.
That's wild.
If you go have sex with somebody else, somebody gotta die.
That's wild. You're a little possessive.
No, I'm nasty. I don't want you going to be nasty with somebody else to me, and then try to come back and be nasty with me. The fuck?
So what if you could guarantee they would be less nasty with the other person? Would it be okay?
Fuck no. You won't even have time to have sex with another motherfucker if you have to sex with me. So what are you saying?
I'm not really tripping. I just need to know. Like, I need to know everything. How often are you fucking this person?
See, I don't want to have to go through all that. That makes you crazy. I'm a woman. I like to think about shit. And women thinking about shit isn't always the best thing.
No.
So I
need to know. Because if you say the wrong thing, we not fucking. Like,
exactly. So you might as well not fuck that person. Once you find out that this person is having sex with another person or other people, don't do it.
Other people is crazy.
Do not do it. I'm not having sex with somebody that's having sex with somebody else or other people. I know how I like to have sex. That's just I know how I like to have sex.
What's the most people you've had sex with in a month?
Probably like two.
Three. My biggest is like 9.
You're a whore.
It's not even that fucking bad.
In a month?
Yeah, for 30 days.
Days. Nigga.
It's like 1.5 a week.
How's your fucking half a week?
I can tell you. No. I'm not a whore. I resent that.
You're a whore. Only whores will resent that.
9 people in a month? Ain't that bad.
If somebody with a vagina would have said that, niggas would be all over it.
Yes.
You're a whore.
I agree.
You just be out here giving the pussy out.
I was just kind of out here giving dick out at that point. I was just giving it out for free. I had just got cute. It was time. Women wanted to see what it was working with. And it was working with something. It was working with things.
Or.
When was this? This was this is in the golden ages. This was like 2018, 2019. I call them the golden ages. Everybody else calls them the dark ages, goddammit. Because they was in the house. I was outside. I ain't gonna lie. I was one of the most outside motherfuckers. If COVID, I'm so glad that you could wear a mask while hitting box, because like I was out and about during COVID too, and I really shouldn't have been. COVID box was busting. It was just marinating in the house all day. Just sitting there, just festering. Why did you make that face?
Niggas are despicable.
Why did you make that face? Nah, don't do that.
Niggas are despicable.
Oh, like... dudes have a luxury of women want a man with experience because they don't like to teach a motherfucker. So they're not going to really trip as much about you having experience as like a man. But I'm not like that. I like my women seasoned. I ain't going to lie. I can't fuck with no new booty. That's ridiculous. How you 26, you done only had sex with two niggas? What? What if they didn't know what they doing?
It don't matter. I wasn't out here being a whore.
Shit, now I need you to be one and you don't know how to and I'm upset.
Well.
You finna lose me too. You lost them niggas for being a whore. You finna lose me for not being one. The worst thing I feel like I done ever said to a woman was, after we had sex, I told her, you probably need to go have sex with a few more people before we do this again. She was upset. She was like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, this was childish. I don't want to do that again. I feel like you need to have more sex. Or go watch some porn or something. Honest, no, because watching it isn't going to get her to a point. But nah. You need to go put some different penises in your mouth. Put a couple more in your body. And then once you feel like you done learned something, you can call me. I don't give a fuck. I don't feel bad about that. Because, like, I would have sworn this bitch was a virgin. Like, that shit was horrible.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all. Everything was like all awkward and she didn't know where to move and certain positions she ain't never been in before. I'm like, what? You ain't never had a nigga from
you know,
the...
You don't have to fuck multiple niggas to know about multiple positions.
This bitch didn't know...
To know how to have sex, though.
Well, I don't know how you learn, but she needed to go learn before she came back. And I just assumed... that fucking, you know, how do you practice your jump shot? Go and shoot jumpers. You see what I'm saying? Like, how do you practice your jump shot? You gotta go outside and shoot that motherfucker. So, in my thought process, I was like, how do you practice giving vagina up? Go give some more up. Fuck, because what you was giving to me, I don't love. Shut the fuck up. We've been talking about domestic violence this whole episode. That's how this hoe could end. But you get your ass beat the fuck up. How about that? Talk about some motherfucking domestic violence. You know, the boss of you serious?
You got food in your mouth and you talking shit to me like that? Why you laying on me?
I will smack your phone. And she caught that bitch. She thought it was a game.
She thought it was a game. It's your guy, the pimp. I don't put no hoes on the strip. Are you a smooth talker or a swift hand to break down a bitch? It's the respect that I get. Energy, effort. It's the time that's spent. My time is money. So they're going to reimburse every shit. And if that don't make sense, you was not listening to Pimp Talk the podcast. Now, I got to whip some ass. Y'all go subscribe. Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. YouTube, Anchor, Breaker, Cast Tube. Ah, damn it. I love you guys. You got anything to say? motherfucker. All right.